Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Blog Talk Radio for the Shetal Netzer Sunday Morning Devotional Worship Program, a Sarian Resurrection Series, verse, I believe it's 119, so I'm going to have to double check. Today is Sunday, May 15th, the year 38,781, according to the ancient Hermetic calendar, based on the Great Year System of Time Reckoning, or the year 2016, according to the readjusted Western Gregorian calendar. I am Shem Zarit. If you are a first-time listener, Shetal Netzer means hidden divinity, also known as the ancient Kemetic mystery. The purpose of the devotional program is one of calling out to the divine, the gods and goddesses, or what are also known as the cosmic energies that are within us. We do this through performing our altar rituals, prayers, chanting, and singing. Both Ua meditation and the Tefna Teru Simapaut, the movements of the gods and goddesses, our yoga posture system, are also an integral part of the Shetal Netzer spiritual tradition. This allows the divine to grace us with her, his presence and move closer to us, establishing and engendering a devotional feeling and love for the divine, creating a divine communion and love for him, her, in all aspects of being, harmonizing one's feelings and emotions, and leading to the ultimate unity of the individual self with the divine self. This is part of the Shetty discipline of Uwashu. You are welcome to join us by following along in all aspects of our program. There are two books that will be used: the chants, prayers, how to create your altar, and most of the songs that you will hear can be found in the devotional worship book by Dr. Muwata Ashby. The listening to the teaching segment of this morning's program will be taken from African Religion, Volume 4, Asarian Theology, by Dr. Muwata Ashby. Be sure to register for a free membership at our new interactive website at EgyptianYoga.com. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Also, click on our Go to Bookstore link to obtain copies of your very own devotional worship books and to preview our extensive selection. Tim's Truth Aku Aset Ma'at and myself are members of the Sema Institute and the Shetap Netzer Temple of Aset, under the leadership of Seba Ma Dr. Mwada Ashby and Seba Ja Dr. Karen Ashby. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, I wish you Uja Uba Nafer. Goodbye, team.
Uja, Uja Shandari. Great, Risen. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Very well. And you?
Great. I'm doing that for as well. Dua.
Awesome.
Hatep. Okay. And with that, let's begin our ritual for today. And we do this by first kneeling before our altar, facing east towards the sun, with our hands raised up, palm facing outward towards the altar, the dua posture. Next, we're going to prostrate before our altar. We do this by bowing gently, touching our foreheads to the ground, and this is a sign of humility as well as homage to the higher self. Now gently rise up and make your way closer to your altar. Go ahead and uncover your altar. And the uncovering of your altar symbolizes the removing of the veil of ignorance and delusion. And now we're lighting the candle. And the lighting of the candle symbolizes the Aku, which is the divine light that is within all of us that needs to be awakened. And continuing, we light the incense. And the lighting of the incense symbolizes the fragrance of our personality, which exudes a divine odor. As it rises up, it attracts and communes with the divine. Now we're going to pour libation. And we do this by pouring purified water from one vessel to another in a continuous fashion until it's completely poured. And this symbolizes the one point of flow of the mind towards the divine. Now we continue by placing our morning offering, Diori, at the altar in front of the image of divinity. Now I welcome you to return to a comfortable seating position. You can either sit on the floor with your legs crossed, or you can sit in a chair with your feet firmly planted on the ground. In either case that you're comfortable, try your best to make sure your back is straight. And while we're here, we're going to take a few deep breaths together. Inhale, expand in the abdomen. Exhale, slowly contracting your abdomen towards your spine. We're going to do a few more of those. Deep inhale. And exhale. Inhale. One last time. Inhale. Texas. And now we will continue by uttering the first prayer of the morning. This is the chant of the divine offering. This chant is the formula for enjoining that the divine may reciprocate with your desire. It is to be recited 4 times. Call and response. Otadin esunateron Antu epwap metajasar Per keru kakapet Sinatari ma keru
Otadin esunateron Antu epwap metajasar Per keru kakapet Sinate ari makeru.
Ote dine sunetera. Anku epwat neptajasar. Per keru kakapet. Sinate ari makeru.
Ote dine sunetera. Anpu wep wat nepta jesen, per keru kakapet, si nete ari makeru.
Otepi nesu netera, anpu wep wat nepta jesen, per keru kakapet, si nete ari makeru.
Hotepti nesu netera Anpu wep wat nepta jese Perkeru kakape Sinete ari makeru
Hotepti nesu netera Anpu wep wat nepta jese Perkeru kakapet, sinetari makeru.
Otepti nesu netera, anpu wepwat neptajisen. Perkeru kakapet, sinetari makeru.
Offering is given to the Supreme Divinity and to Anpu, preparer of the traveler, and Wepwat, opener of the ways. Lord of the sacred land, the spoken offering is 1,000 bees complete maleness and 1,000 geese complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true of speech, an enlightened being.
Attack. And now we'll have our Natarian Creed. What we believed, compiled by Siba Ma and Siba Ja. As a Natarian, I follow the ancient African Kemetan religious path of Shita Nefer, which teaches about the mysteries of the supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Nebuchadnezzar proceed all the Neteru, gods and goddesses, and all the worlds and the entire universe. Since Nebuchadnezzar manifests as the Neteru, Nebuchadnezzar can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one supreme being, Nebuchadnezzar. As a Natarian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Neteru, by developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize. This will lead me closer to Nebuchadnezzar. As a Natarian, I also believe that supreme being that I call Nebuchadnezzar is the same supreme being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Nebuchadnezzar established all creation on Mahat, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions, termed Ari, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with Mahat, positive Ari. My path will be free of suffering and pain. But when I forget Mahat and act in an unrighteous manner, which is negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As a Natarian, I believe when my body dies, my heart's actions will be examined against Mahat. If it is found that I upheld Mahat during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari, and my Aku, which is my spirit, will become one with Nebuchadnezzar for all eternity. This is called Neha, the spiritual awakening, enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative Ari, and my Ba, my soul, will suffer after death and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space again. This is called Urmank, reincarnation. As a Natarian, I believe in the teaching of Shemsu, following the path of Shetan Netzer, by practicing the disciplines of Sheti, which includes study of the wisdom teaching, Rek'ab, devotion to God, Washu, acting with righteousness, Mahat, and meditation, Wa. Nebuchadnezzar provided the Sheti II, the spiritual teaching that was written in the Medinetzer, diagraphic scripture, so that the Shemsu, which are the followers, might study the wisdom teaching of Shetan Netzer. Two most important Natarian scriptures are the Perkhem Haru and the Esu Amun. And the most important Natarian myth is the Astarian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Sheti, I will discover the Shatat, which are the mysteries of life, and become Makaru, pure of heart. I will become one with God even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness, and fulfillment of my life's purpose, and promote peace and harmony for the world. Attest.
Okay. Now we have the four great truths of Shetan Netzer. Call and response. Ha Netzer Ua Ua Nebuchadnezzar Netzer.
Ha Netzer Ua Ua Nebuchadnezzar Netzer.
Pa
Netzer Ua Ua Nebuchadnezzar and Netzeru.
Pa Netzer Ua Ua Nebuchadnezzar and Netzeru.
Pa Netzer Ua Ua Nebuchadnezzar and Netzeru.
Pa Netzer Ua Ua Nebuchadnezzar and Netzeru.
Pa Netzer Ua Ua Nebuchadnezzar and Netzeru. Translation. The Netzer, the Supreme Being, is one and alone, and as Nebuchadnezzar manifesting everywhere and in all things in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary. Nebuchadnezzar means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit, which pervades all and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of Kemetian religion.
On Ma'at we saw you said, they come in.
On Ma'at we saw you said, they come in.
On Ma'at we saw you said, they come in.
On Ma'at we saw you said, they come in.
Anas, sweet thou you said, say come in. Anas, sweet thou you said, say come in. Anas, sweet thou you said, say come in. Anas, sweet thou you said,
Translation. Lack of righteousness brings feathers to the personality, and these feathers lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary. When a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is the mental root of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set includes anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So to be free from the feathers of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set. Say washu, say nafu, and say you said. Say washu, say nafu, and say you said. Say washu, say nafu, and say you said. Say wash you, say nafu, and say you say. Devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the feathers of Set. Commentary. To be liberated, nafu, freedom to breathe, from the afflictions of Set, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by Mahat. Mahat is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society as it promotes virtue and order. Living by Mahat means practicing Shuddhi, spiritual practices and discipline. Washu means devotion. And the classic pose of adoring the divine is called Dua. Standing or sitting with upraised hands facing outwards towards the image of divinity.
Adi Shadi Rekabin Makari.
Adi Shadi Rekabin Makari.
Adi Shadi Rekabin Makari.
Ari Shadi Rekabin Makeru.
Ari Shadi Rekabin Makeru.
Ari Shadi Rekabin Makeru.
Ari Shadi Rekabin Makeru.
Ari Shadi Rekabin Makeru. Translation. The practice of the Shuddhi disciplines leads to knowing oneself and the divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Shuddhi means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries, the Shatat, and discover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate the process of self-knowledge. These are the religious Shatat traditions and the Sima Tali yogic disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practices. All the traditions relate the teachings of the sages by means of myths, related to particular gods or goddesses. It is understood that all of these Netaru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, the same supremely divine parent, who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the two. Chat.
Chat.
And now we'll have open in prayer A from the ancient Egyptian book of coming forth by day for Shet in the morning. Do a raw kefu benef, I'm a ketra detentet. On a tedra ke etm kepera. Kepera keman neteru. Ka ke uben ke pesemut ke. Ka tiem suten neteru. Irinek mut nut awi. Em irini ni. Manu in a tepep to my heart ear throng. Adorations to Ra when he rises in the horizon eastern. Homage to Ra coming forth as Kepera. Kepera, creator of the gods and goddesses. Rise in thee, shine in thee, lighten up thy mother. Rise in as Lord, king of the gods and goddesses. Your mother Nut does an act of worship to you with both arms. Manu, the western horizon, receives thee in peace. And Mahat embraces thee at the double season, perennially. That's it.
Okay. Now it's time for adorations to Rahed Akuti from the hymn to Aten by Akhenaten.
Tua Anker Akuti, Haim Aken, Em Rene, Em Tu Em Aten. Yach to Jetta Hay in Sutin Unk him at Nepali Nepster Keparura who I am.
Adoration to the living Heru in the two horizons, residing in the horizon. In his name of Shu, in the form of the sun disk, giving life forever and for eternity. This praise is sung by the king Akhenaten, the living in righteousness, lord of the two lands, ancient Kemet, the good king in his name, creator, one with God. Atap.
Atap.
Next, we invoke the assistance of the deity or cosmic force, which removes obstacles to our success in spiritual practice. Anpu is the deity which leads souls through the narrow pathways of the Duat. Therefore, request the assistance of Anpu, who represents the discriminative intellectual ability, so that you may distinguish the real from the unreal. O Apuat, opener of the ways, the roads of the south. O Anpu, opener of the ways, the roads of the... I'm sorry. O Apuat, opener of the ways, the roads of the north. O Anpu, opener of the ways, the roads of the south. The messenger between heaven and hell, displaying alternately a face black as night and golden as day. He is equally watchful by day as by night. May Anpu make my thighs firm so that I may stand upon them. I have washed myself in the water wherein the god Anpu washed. When he performs the office of embalmer and bandager, are the lips of Anpu. Now we'll pause 1 minute for silent meditation.
Next, we invoke the presence of Aset Mahat, who is the embodiment of wisdom and inner discovery of the divine. Aset is the mother of the universe and she herself veils her true form as the supreme transcendental self. This veil of ignorance is only due to ignorance. Therefore, pray for a set to make her presence known, which bestows instant revelation of her true form. This unveiling is a metaphor symbolizing the intuitional revelation of the divine or enlightenment in your mind, in your heart, and only needs to be revealed. However, she can only reveal herself to the true aspirant, the one who is devoted to her, the self, and her alone. Aset says, I, Aset, I am all that has been, all that is or shall be, and no mortal man has ever unveiled me. The invocatory prior to Aset. O benevolent Aset, who protected her brother Asar, who searched for him without wearying, who traversed the land in mourning and never rested until she had found him. She who afforded him shadow with her wings and gave him air with her feathers, who rejoiced and carried her brother home. She who revived what was faint for the weary one, who received a seed and conceived an heir, and who nourished him in solitude while no one knew where he was. Aset said, I have come to be a protector unto thee. I waft unto thee air for thy nostrils and the north wind which cometh forth from the god Tem unto thy nose. I have made whole for thee thy windpipe. I make thee to live like a god. Thine enemies have fallen under thy feet. I have made thy word to be true before Nut, and thou art mighty before the god. And we'll now pause for 1 minute, silent meditation. Now we remember our spiritual preceptors, the persons who taught you how to meditate. Thank them for their teachings and invoke their grace for success in your meditation. Have faith in your master's ability to lead you along the path of truth. The lips of the wise are as doors of a cabinet. No sooner are they opened, but treasures are poured out before you. Like unto trees of gold arranged in beds of silver, are wise sentences uttered in due season. Remember the following precepts. Have devotion of purpose. Have faith in your own ability to accept the truth. And have faith in your ability to act with wisdom. Attack.
Excerpts of Chapter 33 of the Purnima Ru from Contemporary Kapana. I have lived by righteousness and truth while on earth. I live in righteousness and truth. I feed upon right and truth in my heart. I have done what is required to live in harmony in society, and the gods and goddesses are also satisfied that I have worshipped rightly. I have done God's will. I have given bread to the hungry, water to the thirsty, clothes to the clothless, and a boat to those who were shipwrecked. I made the prescribed offerings to the gods and goddesses, and I also made offerings in the temple to the glory of spirits. Therefore, protect me when I go to face the God.
Amasu impanate Taukesum impanate Autuanima Give thyself to God. Keep thou thyself daily for God, for God. And let tomorrow be as today, for God. For God, for God.
That's up. And now we'll have our daily chant of Shatah Netar and Sima Tali for morning worship. Call and response. Om Amun Rapata. Om Amun Rapata. Om Amun Rapata.
Om Amun Rapata.
Om Amun Rapata.
Om Amun Rapata.
Om Amun Rapata.
The one divine self manifesting as the trinity of witnessing consciousness, mind, and the physical universe.
Om Asar Asen Heru.
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 The one divine self manifesting as the trinity of the divine father, divine mother, and divine child.
Om Mahati Maha Keru.
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 The one divine self manifesting as the dual goddesses of truth of above and below, heaven and earth, assist us in attaining spiritual enlightenment.
Amaswam Panater, Sakiswaman Tempanater, Atwanama Kiripaharu.
Amaswam Panater, Sakiswaman Panater, Atwanama Kiripaharu.
Amaswam Panater, Sakaswaminantam Panater, Atwanama Kiripaharu.
Amaswam Panater, Saukesu Eminent Panater, Atwanama Kiripaharu.
Amasuam panater, sakis luminens and panater, atuanama, kedi pari.
Amasuam panater, sakis luminens and panater, atuanima, kedi paharu.
Amasuam panater, sakis luminens and panater, atuanama, kedi paharu.
Give thyself to the divine, keep thou thyself daily for the divine, and let tomorrow be as today.
Hotepi, Sineta Iri Metu Watch.
Hotepi, Sineta Iri Metu Watch.
Hotepti, 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 Sineta Iri Metu Watch. A peace offering is made to propitiate that God may make the vascular system flourish. This is an invocation of help.
Duara, 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 kethera.
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 Duara, 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 kethera. Adoration to Ra, in the form of the Creator.
Dua Saruna Fernetara. Dua Sayra Du. Dua Sarna Jeta. Dua Sar Susane.
Dua saru nefenetera, dua sahera tu, dua sa necheta, dua sa susanhe.
Dua saru nefenetera, dua sahera tu. Do a song in Jetta. Do a song, Susan A.
Do a song in Ephanetta. Do a song here of you. Do a song in Jetta. Do a song, Susan A.
Dua saruna fernatara. Dua sahira du. Dua sarna jeta. Dua sar susane.
Dua saruna fernatara. Dua sahira du. Dua sar nevjeta, dua sar susan hei.
do us all never natural. Do us all hear of do. Do us all natural. Do us all suit and hay.
Do us all do never natural. To us are hit up to. To us are nepjeta. To us are suiting hay.
Adorations to Asar, pure existence, exalted divinity. Adorations to Asar, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Adorations to Asar, Lord of forever. Adorations to Asar, King of Eternity.
Nat nat do one as a fair as any was.
Nat nat do one as a fair as any was.
Nat nat do one as a fair as any was.
Net, net, do one net, step back, get us in the way.
Net, net, do one net, step back, get us in the way.
Net, net, do one net, step back, get us in the way.
Net, net, do one net, step back, get us in the way.
Net, net, do one net, sefer keras and huen.
Goddess Net, Goddess Net, adorations to Goddess Net. Remove your veil so that we may see your true form, creation unveiled to see the divine self, spiritual enlightenment.
Do a head heru net three times.
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 Adorations to Het Heru, the great goddess.
And now we will pay homage to the goddess Ma'at, the cosmic force of balance, truth, order, harmony, justice, reciprocity, and righteousness.
Thank you.
Source of life. Ma'at is in everywhere you are. Rise in the morning with Ma'at. Live with Ma'at. Let every limb join with Ma'at. Let her guide your actions. Adorations to Goddess Ma'at, who is in everywhere you are. Attack.
Dua attack. Nab Madhu, Nab Jadu, there are suits on a Jadu than to you.
Nab Madhu, Nab Jadu, there are suits on a Jadu than to you.
Nab Madhu, Nab Jadu, there are suits on a Jadu than to you.
Neb Medu, Neb Jadu, Erasu, Ahanetu, Dendiu.
Neb Jadu, Neb Medu, Neb Jadu, Erasu, Ahanetu, Dendiu.
Neb Medu, Neb Jadu, Erasu, Ahanetu, Dendiu.
Nav Madhu, Nav Jadu, Era Sut, Ahana Teru Dandiyu.
Nav Madhu, Nav Jadu, Era Sut, Ahana Teru Dandiyu.
Which means, all words, all spoken about me from outside of me, for instance, others saying things about me, and also from inside of me, negative egoistic self-talk based on fear, anger, insecurity, frustration, etc. The Netaru, those gods and goddesses, together they stand up for me on my behalf. Attack. And now it's time for our healing chant. Chant for Hedy.
Do a second man. Do a second. On the man. Do a second man. Do a second.
Oh, cool, just there, oh, man.
Adorations to Goddess Sekhmet, Power of the Life Force Energy. Adorations to Goddess Aset, Lady of Wisdom and Healing Words of Power. Do for these children, life, vitality, and health. Aset.
Aset. And now we'll have our supplication to Astat Wa and Asar for health and freedom from negative things as we remember our sick and shut-in. May Astat heal us as she healed Heru of all his pains, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asar. O Astat, great of words of power, heal us, save the one from all the bad, evil, typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly diseases and impurities of all kind which attack them, as you have saved and freed your son Heru. As I enter the fire and emerge from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day saying, I am small and pitiable. O Ra, you who have spoken for your body. O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation. Ra speaks for his body. Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible evil, bad and typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kinds. Taken from the ancient Egyptian medicine Ebers Papyrus. Attack. And now we've come to the segment of our program where we'll have the listening to the teachings. And this morning, the listening to the teachings taken from African Religion, Volume 4, and we are on page 117 with the iconography. And we begin with a hymn to Asar. Glory to Asar Un-Nefer, the great God within Abduth, King of Eternity, Lord of the Everlasting, who passeth through millions of years in his existence, held a son of the womb of Nut, engendered by Geb, the chief lord of the crowns of the north and south, lord of the lofty white crown. As prince of gods and of men, he has received the crook and the fail, and the dignity of his divine fathers. Let thy heart, which is in the mountain of Amenta, be content, for thy son Heru is established upon thy throne. You are crowned Lord of Jedu and ruler in Abdu. Through thee the world waxeth green in triumph before the might of Nebuchadnezzar. He leadeth in his train that which is and that which is not yet, in his name, Tahir Setaneth. He toweth along the earth in triumph, in his name, Sekhar. He is exceedingly mighty and most terrible, in his name, Asar. He endureth forever and forever, in his name, Un-Nefer. Homage to thee, King of kings, Lord of lords, Prince of princes, who from the womb of Nut have possessed the world and have ruled all lands and accursed. Thy body is of gold. Thy head is of azure. An emerald light encircleth thee. O An, of millions of years, all-pervading with thy body, and beautiful in countenance in Tefert. Taken from the Book of Coming Forth by Day. And we go to page 117. And on page 117, we have iconography. The first one at the top is with Goddess Aset, the winged Aset. And then we have the following. O benevolent Aset, who protected her brother Asar, who searched for him without wearying, who traversed the land in mourning and never rested until she had found him. She who afforded him shadow with her wings and gave him air with her feathers, who rejoiced and carried her brother home. And this is from the hymn to Aset. Then on the left, we have Aset as the goddess Amenth or Amenthet. And we see the iconography there of Aset. Like a moon, Amenth means hidden. It is a specific reference to the female form as well as the land of Amenta, the hidden underworld or Duat. Thus, Aset and Asar together form the hidden recesses of creation, and therefore both are considered to be the source of life, which engenders creation. And now we'll move to page 118 and pick up from birth with verse 106. Earth continues, bestow on me, if not thyself, for I could not contain thee, yet some holy emanation of thyself. Make thou the earth more honored than the rest of the elements, for it is right that she should boast of gifts from thee, in that she giveth all.
Continuing with verse 107, thus spoke the elements, and God, fulfilling all things with the sound of his holy voice, spoke thus, depart, ye holy ones, ye children worthy of a mighty sire, not yet in any way attempt to innovate, nor leave the whole of my world without your active service.
Verse 108, he continued thus saying, for now another efflux of my nature is among you, and he shall be a pious supervisor of all these, judge incorruptible of living men, and monarch absolute of those beneath the earth, not only striking terror into them, but taking vengeance on them, and by his class of birth, the fate he has deserved shall follow every man.
I was on mute. Verse 109. And so the elements did cease from their complaint upon the master's order, and they held their peace, and each of them continued in the exercise of his authority and in his rule.
Verse 110. And Heru thereon said, how was it, mother, then, that earth received God's emanation? And Aset said, I may not tell the story of this birth, for it is not permitted to describe the origin of thy descent. O Heru, son of mighty power, lest afterwards the way of birth of the immortal gods should be known unto men, except so far that God, the monarch, the universal orderer, and architect, sent for a little while thy mighty seer, Asar, and the mightiest goddess Aset, that they might help the world for all things needed by them.
Cloth is on page 238, the gloss for verse 110. The elements lament their predicament due to the unrighteous life which human beings are leading. Knowing that they cannot contain the immensity of God within them, the elements ask for divine intervention in the form of an emanation, the holy emanation of thyself. To this request, God sends forth a dual manifestation in the form of Aset and Asar, who will establish righteousness and peace on earth. They will rule for a time and then return to the heavens from whence they came. As stated earlier, the original idea or teaching of the divine incarnation or avatarism is that from time to time when disorder, chaos, is prevalent in creation, God manifests himself in human form in order to restore virtue and order in the world. The teaching of avatarism is very prominent in Hindu mythology. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna incarnated along with Arjuna, his disciple, and Radha, his female aspect or dynamic essence. The dual incarnation occurs here as well. In the Ramayana, God incarnated as Lord Rama along with three other brothers and his wife Sita, who were all aspects of the divine self.
The dual incarnation of Aset and Asar represents the male and female aspects of creation. From a relative perspective, it must be understood that the male and female elements are to be found throughout nature, and that both are complementary and equal manifestations of the one element, which is without gender, the adrenalinous spirit, God. Thus, from a mystical standpoint, God, or the one divided into the two, thereby brings about duality and multiplicity. Think of your own experience. If you are alone in a room where there are no other people or objects, then you are one. If there is another person with you, there is duality. There are the two of you. When there is duality, there can be conversation and interaction. When there is the one, there is no experience of another, only me. Thus, in a symbolic way, the teaching of the emanation or efflux of God refers to the mystical teaching that in the beginning, when God was alone, before creation, there was absolute oneness. When God decided to allow a portion of himself or herself to emanate, then there was God and the emanation. Then God can have interaction with the emanation. However, this simile should not be understood to mean that God emanated a part of his or her body, and therefore the universe is that part, separate and distinct from God. Consider the following. If you were to paint a picture on your body, does your body become a picture? It may appear different, but if you look at it closely, you will see it for what it truly is. The universe is God's body, just as your body continue to be your body, even if you were to paint a picture on it. Through the teachings of mystical spirituality and the various disciplines of yoga, you can learn to examine the world and discover that every part of it is divine. Likewise, you can learn how to discover through inner reflection and meditation that the innermost self within you is also divine. You are an efflux of the divine, and therefore you are an incarnation of God. This will conclude the listening to the teaching segment of this morning program. Dua Siva Ma, Dua Siva Ja. And now we'll transition into meditation. So let's prepare by finding a comfortable posture. If you're sitting, just ensure that your back is straight and your shoulders are squarely above your hips. If you prefer, you can also lay down flat on your back, your arms and legs slightly apart. Let go, release any tension, just relax. As you utter the following words of power, visualize that you embody the qualities of the Netters in the Asarian myth. see their virtues becoming your virtues and gain insight into their way. This is the deification of your personality, invoking your power within to transform yourself into another. Nipuasar, 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 Nipuasar.
Nipuasar, 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 Nipuasar.
Nipuasat, 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 Nipuasat.
Nipuasat, 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 Nipuasat.
Nipuharu, 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 Nipuharu.
Nipuharu, 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 Nipuharu.
Nuke up.
Look at.
I am pure. I am pure. I am pure. I am pure.
I am pure. I am pure. I am pure. I am pure.
Now let's relax for a few moments, taking several deep breaths. As we inhale, expanding our abdomen. And as you exhale slowly, contract your abdomen towards your spine. Allow the utterance to resonate in your mind and become a witness to whatever you see in your mind's eye. With each breath, feel your body becoming lighter and more relaxed. Visualize that the life force energy from the universe is pouring into your body. This is the ether root breath for replenishing and accumulating mental energy. Feel revitalized and renewed. Now, visualize that your body is rising up into the air, above the clouds, and into space. Now visualize that you're in an astral plane. It is a dark realm, but it is not empty. Visualize that your body is made as pure light, and there are stars all about you. Experience the vast expanse of your surroundings and feel at ease in this realm. Now relax every muscle in your body and discover the peace and joy of expansion. Now take flight by simply willing yourself to move up and away. Travel to the far reaches of this plane. Visit the stars and the planets. There are worlds, galaxies, and universe which expand to infinity. Behold the beauty and majesty of the divine. Now relax and allow the feeling of joy, immortality, infinity, and eternity to permeate every part of you. Nuk Pu Asar. I am Asar. Now, see in the distance a dark realm. It is the darkest place you have ever seen. No light emanates from or reaches this place. Nothing grows there. Come closer to this place and look into it. There is nothing to be seen, but you feel a strange affinity to this place. It is beckoning to you, calling your soul to enter. You cannot explain it, but somehow it feels warm, loving, and complete. You attempt to go in, but something prevents you. Even as a glass door permits you to look within, but not to enter. What prevents you from entering is your ego. The deepest, darkest realm is the abode of the Supreme Self, and none other can exist there. So if you wish to enter into the presence of the divine, you will need to discard all notions of separation and all notions of individuality. When you say, "I am Asar, who is the I?" you must forget the ego I now and be Asar. Therefore, allow the mind and its thoughts of separation, worries, anxiety, etc., to subside as you discover the essence of who the I is referring to deep down. Leave the mind behind. Its thoughts cannot help you now. Feel and experience the silence of the quiet mind. And allow yourself to melt into the cosmic mind. Reflect. This vast universe, these stars, this body, all this is me. I am the universe. I am the gods and goddesses. I am the divine self. Become one with this peace and emptiness. Now, there is only awareness, pure consciousness. No thoughts reach you. And this is perfect being. Now, you are entering into the realm of absolute darkness, the realm of Asar. Remain in this place of peace and tranquility for as long as you like. When you are ready, gently return to normal body consciousness and slowly move your limbs as you rise. Paying your respects to the mentors with upraised hands, uttering the closing words of power, and leave the meditation area feeling that divine grace has fallen upon you and will be with you throughout the rest of your day. Om Asara Sat Hari. Om Asara Sat Hari. Om Asara Sat Hari. Om Asara Sat Hari. As you commune more and more with the divine, your awareness will increase gradually, and you will achieve greater and greater control of your thoughts, emotions, mind, and senses until you are in complete control and experience abiding spiritual awareness. This is the state of enlightenment. May you discover the glory of meditation. Om etap 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 etap. Om peace, 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 peace. In order to learn more about Chaitanya, go to EgyptianYoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, question and answer about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Be sure to access our Blog Talk Chaitanya archives for inspirational programs such as our Glorious Light Meditation program and our Kemetic Life Skills series and many others. Also, our new series that started yesterday will continue, so look forward to that. Also, on Thursdays, we have our Even Devotional Service at 8 p.m. with Shems Fatah Mahout Ankh and Shems Beket Asura. If you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, please visit the Temple of Eru, located at 6099 Petillo Way in Latona, Georgia, presided over by Priest Uwab Nebara. In Charlotte, North Carolina, we have the Temple of the Moon for Sunday worship, presided over by Priest Uwab Ratem and Unut Amunti. Also, we'd like to announce that we will be having our Goddess Festival Retreat, our annual Natarian Conference, this year, December 29th through January 1st. Stay tuned for further information. We also have our upcoming trip to Kemet as well, on October 7th through October 16th, and please stay tuned for those additional information. The final announcement today is for an appeal for donation partners to keep our Blog Talk radio programming on the air. Please make your kind and generous donation according to how you have been blessed by using PayPal.com and using our PayPal account, which is shetaretreat@aol.com. That's shetaretreat@aol.com. This concludes our devotional worship program. You may now partake of your offering. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to join us next week at the same time. On behalf of Seba Ma, Dr. Laura Ashley, and Seba Ja, Dr. Karen Ashley, and the Temple of Aset, Temple of Chaitanya, I am Shems Chut Aku Aset Mahat, along with Shems Arit Netar Esmeri Mahati. Wishing you an abundance of happiness, peace, and blessings, and Ankh Uja Senab, which means life, vitality, and health. Please stay tuned for our closing devotional prayer. Hatep.
Hatep. Nikuasar. In the coming week, may we recall the teachings from today that states through the teachings of mystical spirituality, various systems of yoga, we can learn to examine the world and discover that every part of it is divine. We can learn how to discover through inner reflection and meditation that the innermost self within us is also divine, that we are an reflex of the divine, and therefore an incarnation of God. Nikua sa, 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 Nikua sa